This is the Daily Creative. June 14th, self-editing. So when I was younger, I was easily embarrassed when I had an idea that I didn't consider cool. It was as if there was an inner critic poking holes in my internal dialogue and shaming me for not being as good as I thought I should be. This resulted in a lot of unnecessary self-editing. While we may decry the overreach of actual editors in our life or workplaces, our internal self-editors can be even more brutal. We don't share an idea in a meeting because our editor nixes it before we have a chance. We don't explore a slightly fringe idea because we're afraid we don't have time to bring it into the realm of reality and possibility before the deadline. We keep a concept to ourselves because we're afraid it will look too obvious to everyone else and will be laughed at. This kind of self-editing early in the creative process can stifle your energy for the work and cause you to underperform. Instead, allow yourself the freedom to think, write, speak, and develop any idea that gives you energy, knowing that there will always be time for editing later. Be free now and edit later. Don't self-edit too soon in your process. Allow ideas that make you uncomfortable, at least for a little while. Here's today's question. Do you tend to self-edit? How does it affect you?